listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Isaiah chapter 30 and talk to you about how to trust God's promises. This is what we read, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, but you would not. Again, that's Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15. Now, Isaiah 30 was written in the context of a terrible invasion by the cruel Assyrian Empire. They threatened to destroy the kingdom of Judah, even as they had other kingdoms even stronger than Judah. In the shadow of this threat, Judah chose to not trust God, and instead they chose to trust in an alliance with Egypt. God wanted them to know that he really could protect them against the Assyrians. If they would only trust in him, then in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength, just as we read in our verse. God offered to Judah the promise of protection from Assyria. They didn't need to look to Egypt for help. They could have trusted God for his promise. And Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15 shows us how to trust God's promise. First, trusting God's promise means returning. If there is a known disobedience in our lives, we must return to the Lord's ways. Outright sin is never consistent with real trust in God's promise. Returning also has the idea of drawing close to the Lord. Second, trusting God's promise means rest. When we trust God, we don't have to strive to protect and guard ourselves. We have the best protector and guard in God. We can rest in him, and when we do, it shows that we're really trusting in his promise. Trusting God's promise means quietness. That's the third thing. You don't need to argue for your side when God is on your side. Be quiet before him and before others. It shows that you really trust him. Fourthly, trusting God's promise means confidence. You aren't given to despair or to fear because you trust God's promise. You know that he can and will come through, and you have a profound confidence in the God who loves you. All of these things together mean a real trust in God's promise, and it means that we shall be saved, and it means that we shall find strength. There is no person walking this earth more powerful than a child of God boldly and properly trusting the promise of the living God. Now, sadly, this was not the case with Judah in the days of Isaiah. He described the sad fate they faced in rejecting God's promise, but you would not. That's the last few words of verse 15. If they would have trusted God's promise, they would have had no reason to flee, and they would have seen the Lord's salvation and strength instead. How much better it is to simply believe God and his promises for us, to know that in returning and rest you shall be saved, in quietness and confidence shall be your strength. God is good enough and great enough to keep that promise. Why don't you receive it today?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.